What Catholics Were Thinking on Election Day, by George J. Marlin. When Donald Trump lost the closely contested 2020 election to Joe Biden, 51% of Catholics supported him, as did 61% of evangelicals and 35% of Jewish voters. In 2024, Trump received a majority of the national vote thanks to the support of 58% of Catholics, 68% of evangelicals, and 39% of Jewish voters. It was a remarkable comeback built on a coalition of middle and working class folks of every religion and every ethnicity. To get a sense of what motivated Catholics and other Americans to vote on November 5th, the noted pollsters and Trump advisors McLaughlin Associates performed a national post-election survey that gets into the weeds on issues and attitudes. John McLaughlin, a friend for over 30 years, was kind enough to share with me his findings, some of which surprised me, particularly the polling on abortion. Here's an overview of the survey's findings. Of the Catholics who voted for Trump, 90% said it was a vote for him. Only 10% said it was a vote against Harris. By contrast, 28% of Catholics who supported Harris cast an anti-Trump vote. When Catholics were asked when they knew which presidential candidate they were going to support, 61% indicated they decided before Labor Day. 12% were undecided until early November. A majority of Catholics, 56%, believe the Republican Party will do a better job addressing issues that matter most to them. 61% indicated that the GOP is best suited to improve the economy and to create more jobs. 63% of Catholics believe the GOP will secure the border. 58% agree that the GOP will be better at fighting crime. A plurality of all voters, 44%, favor smaller government and fewer services, with 35% supporting increased government largesse. Catholic sentiment was in line with Americans. 48% favor less government and 37% favor more. On the issue of character, despite the media's constant bashing of Trump and Democrats calling him a Nazi, a threat to democracy, and a convicted felon, 51% of overall voters and 58% of Catholics perceived Trump as the more likable candidate. For the relevant polling numbers, see the website version of this column. The most important issue for voters was economics. 47% said they were struggling financially, as did 49% of Catholics. And the abortion issue? Election Day was not a good one for the pro-life movement. Pro-abortion referenda won in 8 states and lost in only 3. Nationally, abortion was the top issue for 8% of voters. For women, it was 10%. For men, 6%. 3% of Trump voters and 14% of Harris supporters considered it highly important. 7% of whites, 12% of blacks, and 2% of Hispanics rated it the number one issue. Which political party will do a better job of representing their views on abortion? For the relevant polling numbers and the breakdown between pro-life and pro-choice voters, see the website version of this column. When asked what comes closest to your personal opinion about abortion laws, 19% of pro-lifers replied that an abortion should be permitted to save the life of a mother, 31% in the case of rape or incest, 50% in a medical emergency. 34% of pro-choice voters believe abortion should be legal up to 6 weeks, 34% up to 24 weeks, and 43% said abortion should be legal for any reason at any time. As for using tax dollars to pay for abortions, the polls can be found on the website version of this column. What do these polling numbers on abortion indicate? 60 years after Vatican II, not only has Catholic influence declined in the public square, but cafeteria, Catholic politicians who have claimed for decades that abortion is merely a religious matter, and therefore, the Church's position on abortion must not be imposed on others, have influenced many baptized Catholics. This is particularly true among younger Catholics, likely due to the Church's declining educational system. In 1965, there were 12,000 parochial schools educating approximately 5 million Catholic children. Today, there are about 5,000 schools educating 1.2 million kids. Sadly, some catechists instructing the young are not in agreement with all Church teachings. Then, there have been the abuse scandals that have soured many Catholics on the Church's authority to instruct on moral matters. And the mixed signals coming out of the Vatican on divorce, same-sex marriage, and other lifestyle issues have confused some Catholics and have led others to believe that anything goes. As a result, I am not at all surprised that 49% of Catholics say they are pro-choice and 44% support federal funding of abortions. What can be done to change the trajectory? Perhaps church-going Catholics should heed the words New York's Cardinal Timothy Dolan delivered on Independence Day some years ago. The challenge, then, concerns the face of the Catholic faith that our fellow Americans encounter every day. It is a question of evangelization. When done right, our Catholic faith creates a culture of true joy. People can see it in what we do, in how we talk, in the look in our eye. This is how all will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. John 13, verse 35. Amid the culture of death that we find all around us, our faith is something that our neighbors will find compelling and may even be something they want for themselves. We must show the culture that seeks to marginalize us that our faith is a living and life-changing reality. The more fundamental challenge needed for us to preserve our American ideals is to boldly live our faith, to boldly proclaim it, and to boldly love God and our neighbor. As Jesus taught, let your light shine before all. Amen to that.